So, Abdi, do your memories of what you saw, what you experienced, do they still haunt you in any way?
They do. And I never knew how long it would be when I moved to the United States, if I would ever be able to quickly recover and become an American and forget about the past and focus on the future. But honestly, I still dream in Somali, and I haven't started dreaming in English, and I have nightmares, you know, every single night, and I wake up sweating, and, you know, with all the things that happened in the past right before my eyes. And it just happens only when I go to bed at night. You know, during the day, I just live my regular life. You know, I go to Dunkin' Donuts to get my coffee, and I walk around. You know, I just live like every other American, you know, wearing my really nice, you know, slim fit jeans or whatever, you know, just trying to be an American. But then, this is really funny, but when I go to bed at night, I'm completely transformed from the future to the past. And I find myself holding hands with my brother or sitting around with my friends and chatting in Somali, which, if you read my book on the daydreams that I dreamed when I was in Mogadishu under the baking sun, I told my friends I was an American. You know, I told my friends that the U.S. Marines that landed on the beach of Mogadishu, they left me behind. You know, I've been complaining about that, and I said, I'm an American, why did they leave? And I taught myself English, and all of these wonderful things that have been transforming my life. But then, you know, it just surprises me and shocks me that my memories are haunting me. And I have a doctor, like every other American, and I don't have any pain or anything, but I think I have, you know, PTSD, and that's what he talks to me about all the time. And one question I ask is, like, how could I ever, you know, ever not have, you know, nightmares or my memories stop haunting me? And he said, I don't know. Think positive and do pretty good stuff. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years. So yes, it you know, my memories actually haunt me, and I will probably be able to tell you one day if they stop haunting me.